Now, wait a minute. You got to have, our state has more people belonging to a union than any other state in the union, okay? I believe in the right to collectively bargain, but you also have to have some people in management. You can't have everybody in the union, you don't have any management. So we have, I think, a reasonable proposal to make sure that a warden in a prison or an assistant warden in a prison, they're in management. They can't be in a, you know, in the labor union. They have to be the ones who are managing. So, you know, there's reasonable lines that have been drawn in labor law that you have to have individuals who are management and some who are in the union. And I think we've been very fair with that. We'll keep working with our employees to draw fair lines that allow people to collectively bargain. But at the same time, if you have somebody who's working for me who's a legislative liaison, that's part of management. That's a policy-making position. They can't have them saying, well, it's 5 o'clock, we got to go home now. The legislature might be meeting until midnight, and they have to carry out the policies of the governor in order to arrive at a conclusion that works for the common good.
We're already hearing this rhetoric from the union to say this is just like what Scott Walker tried to do. Is that an unfair comparison?
No, I think it's completely unfair. It's very unfair. And I think that those who are making that are really barking up the wrong tree. I fervently support the right to bargain, right to form a union. At the same time, there have to be some positions in government which are management positions. We're trying to draw a fair line, a reasonable line. As it is, I think our state has about 95% of its workers who work for the government in a union. And, you know, we'd like to have at least some that are in the management department. A warden or assistant warden in a prison to say that they're in a union and not in management, it's pretty hard to take.
Do